With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Miss J from Philly, and you're now rocking with New York's finest DJ, Nia Boom. Don't go nowhere, for real. Keep it locked right here.
Hey, hey, hey. It's your boy, DJ Boof. You know I represent New York City. You know I represent Brooklyn. And you're now rocking with New York City's own, Nia Boom. Yo, Nia, yeah. Drop that shit.
Nia, you the bomb, man. You the bomb. No, Hey, what's good, y'all? You are tuned in the Boom Show. DJ Nia Boom here, giving you the goodness. Let me clear my throat. Anyway, so we got a dope show for y'all tonight. I'm glad you tuned in. We have a very special guest on the line, so I'm going to get him on the line with us in just a second. Make sure y'all tuned in. Fleet DJ Radio, you know how I do, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Straight Official Magazine, or Straight Official Radio, shall I say. You can always catch me there as well. So today I'm welcoming the legendary Cocaine, I'm saying West Coast legend at that. So we're going to get him on a line and chop it up with him. Cocaine, are you there?
I'm right here, right here. Appreciate you.
All right. No, thank you for coming on. Like I said, this is definitely an honor to have you on. I'm originally from the West Coast, so, you know what I'm saying? And from what I understand, you originally from this side, in a way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From the Bronx. I'm in the South Bronx right now. So this is good shit. So yeah, man, tell the people, you know, I don't even know where I want to start, but I would say just give the people a little bit of background about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Where you from, and yeah, man, how you fit into this whole hip hop game?
Well, I represent, you know, well, I was born in South Bronx, but I moved early. My mom moved at an early age, when I was early age, and was raised in California, a town called Pomona, California. And, of course, I come from a musical background because my dad was a successful ranger, producer. His works include Just My Imagination from The Temptations. He wrote over 500 compositions, created the Funk Brothers. So you can kind of say, like, music has always been in my DNA. So I've been doing music for about 30 years. And, you know, in the mid-80s, you know, we had our own story to tell, you know, coming from what Ice-T did with Colors and coming from the different suppression, you know, and
right.
Growing up in those early 80s, putting out records, there was the West Coast is very impressionable on my style and also the funk, because that's what made up the real West Coast. To make it catapult is by going back to the Parliament origins with George Clinton, Bootsy Collins, and Funkadelic. You know what I mean? So back in the early 80s, I always try to emulate those great artists like Rick James and Curtis Mayfield and George Clinton. And that was like 83. And 84, I really started taking it serious. You know, I had an idea of what I wanted to do at an early age, even in the 70s. But I really stepped up and really took it serious. And my cousin also got a group called Above the Law. His name is Gregory Hutcherson, Cole 187. And back when it was getting put on in 1988, when Ruthless Records was first coming out with Boys in the Hood. They knew a cat by the name of Laylaw, who was a contributing member of NWA, but he the one who had the bag of money. Him and Easy used to do a lot of business, and he knew Q.
Right.
So at the same time, we were from Pomona, California. So when Bubba Law got put on doing their stuff and signed, you know, I was following right under their wing and did a three-song demo with my cousin Code 187 from the group of Bubba Law. Easy heard my demo, and less than a week, Easy said, man, I got my George Clinton, I got my Curtis Mayfield, and Cocaine Bus, because I was one of the first ones from that West Coast sound to do the syncing. I do it, real singing and with the real B-boy stuff. So that landed me
right.
In 1989. And then, you know, my first successful record, my first record actually came out on the Ruthless Records in 1991. But the record label at that time, Epic Records, the distribution, was so scared of my name that they turned around and called me Who Am I? So that started a lot of things.
What? Really?
Yeah. That started a lot of things. They figured cocaine, but we turned it around to not advocate drugs, but just talking about it, the word dope is the sign of the time. Them are our words. Dope.
Right.
Now you see everybody joy crack and crack music. But back then, they wasn't having it. So Easy said, that's all right. Easy said, you got to work a little bit harder. And he said, I want to give you a chance to write for the NWA project. So I co-wrote Appetite of Destruction, wrote Easy Part. My first platinum record was Niggas for Life, as well as guest appearing on Niggas for Life. So that started the whole thing, and then they allowed me to keep going, and I started getting on a lot of hooks. So after 28 years, I've been blessed enough to be over 4,000 features, most featured in any genre of music, the most featured artist in the world.
Wow, I know. I was reading about that. I was like, shit, that's crazy. Like, is that like a Guinness World Book, like a Guinness record, or is that
it's breaking the records right now, because at a time they didn't have a slot for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not like you've seen a million songs done with Prince. They weren't even thinking about that. But years later, when hip-hop came in, you know, it really ushered in and catapulted, you know, doing beats and hooks. Not just beats and hooks, but just doing rapping and singing. And then later through the years, after I made those successful records, you had Nate Dogg come through, which was doing a lot of hooks as well. Because the only two people that were coming to the most in the 1990s and early 2000s is Cocaine and the late great Nate Dogg, which is his birthday today. So happy Nate. Birthday,
right.
Nate.
I was, man, salute to him, rest in peace. I was going to ask you about that as far as, you know, how you felt about his influence, not only on the West Coast, you know what I'm saying, but in hip hop in general, because he definitely, you know, was a unique, brought a unique sound and was a unique individual. And definitely gone too soon, man, definitely. But how do you feel about
definitely.
His contribution? Yeah.
His legacy will last forever. Because back when I was signing the Ruthless Records, I was introduced to Nate Dogg through Warren G and him and Snoop. And this is way before Death Row. Actually, Suge was our bodyguard at the time. Bubba Law, Cocaine, and BOC's bodyguard, actually. And,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So the actual record that I was working on, my records, Ruthless Records. And before Death Row, Code 187, that was Snoop's artist. I'm not Snoop artist, but that was Code 187 artist, Snoop. And he was going to work with this cat that just came from the Armed Services, which was Nathaniel, Nate Dogg. So they came up to our studio
wow.
a lot in Centinella. And this was along the same year after, you know, the Niggas for Life came out, Dre was sucking on leaving, and we created this sound that we called G-Funk. G-Funk was created by Bubba Law and Cocaine first.
Okay.
So all those cats,
yeah,
this is actually true. So all those cats, it's documented too. So all those cats was around us, And during the turmoil at Ruthless Records, everybody was, like, confused and was going to leave. So we was going to leave with Dre, and we, you know, Suge and them had wanted to start this Death Row thing.
Death Row, right.
But we,
okay,
rekindled our business relationship with Easy, but Dr. Dre passed on that for some reason. And, you know, 6 months later, you know, Warren G, well, first Dr. Dre asked Clutch, man, I just listened to Snoop Dogg's demo tape because my stepbrother Warren G brought the song to me. He actually asked permission for Code 187 to use Snoop Dogg. And that started Snoop Dogg in their career over there. But we backed up. We rekindled our business relationship. We got some issues straight with the paperwork over there with Jerry Heller. And then 6 months later, we hear everybody, you know, G-funking and stuff and different other stuff. So that started a lot of turmoil between Ruthless Records and Death Row Records at the time, because we felt that they were taking our concept and they were trying to ruin the homies' relationships and different other things, Eazy-E, when Eazy-E wasn't a punk. See, Eazy-E wasn't going to diss nobody because he was getting – he still had people on the contract like Dr. Dre. So he was actually getting more money off those records. You know what I'm saying? Eazy was a real true boss. But then a lot of beef started happening and different other things start carrying on. And it was sad later through the mid-90s where, you know, Eazy-E lost his life of complication of AIDS. You know, after that story happened, you know, and also being around Tupac as well, because that was my little brother. You know, you can look up right now and look up Cocaine featuring Tupac. You see us performing in 1991 and 92. So when you see these, you happen to witness these three gentlemen. I'm talking about Eazy-E, I'm talking about Tupac and Nate Dogg, and to be able to share each other's influence, you know what I'm saying? I think that was very instrumental in continuing to hold up the West Coast flag and the type of stuff that we love to do, because it was hard. You know, gentlemen that passed and contributed so much, but that's one of the, you know, reasons why I continued on to stay persistent with the good music and the type of funk that we do called cheap funk, because it resonated across the whole world. And its influences, I mean, you can look at the documentary that Warren G put out. So that's what tree I come from. I come from the real, authentic, Ruthless tree. I wasn't around just years later after he died. I stayed loyal to Eazy-E, and I still stay loyal to Eazy-E even as he passed on.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah, that was a lot. I don't know where I want to start, but yeah, man, I mean, I think that Eazy, you know, that whole, you know, it definitely set off, you know, the West Coast movement. And as far as, like, so as far as, like, your, how do you feel about the collaboration of West Coast artists right now? Because like you said, it's, and I think it's like all across the board in the industry, you know, people don't, I don't feel like they collaborate like they used to back in the day. And like, you know what I'm saying? Just like bring everybody up and making sure that, you know what I'm saying? You're keeping this particular sound alive and this movement alive.
Right.
Do you feel like West Coast artists these days, you know, Nipsey, YG, you know, Kendrick or whomever, do you feel like there's, and besides them, but do you feel like there's a collaborative effort to keep a certain, I won't say a certain sound, but do you think they collaborate as much as y'all did back then?
Not as much as we did. Those were different times, you know. You really didn't have, you really couldn't, it wasn't about being on Facebook to sell your records. You know what I'm saying? Those
right.
were different times, you know, with the transition of technology. It kind of like twisted the game up a little bit, and this game has mostly been about gossip orientated business as opposed to the authenticity of good music, great concepts, and vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the 90s and 80s, that was the blueprint for the branches which you have today in the Nipsey Hussle. But at the same time, they're
right.
really defying gravity by a business point of view, which is very exceptional. you know, especially when those young days, because when we come, when we came to Ruthless Records, we weren't really concentrating on a lot of contracts. We were just concentrating on, like, getting the heck out the ghetto and off the street, stop selling dope. You know what I'm saying? So to see some of the youngsters, how they're doing it, and really, really expanding their business is really good, because a lot of people don't get it. You know what I'm saying? They always, and I had to get it years later. The music is about one thing, but it's about the business of music. I'm not in the music industry. I'm in the music business. And what they're doing is showing that you can make music, but it's equally and congruently more important just to handle your business. You know what I mean? So I think it's good for the independent, you know, because once you get your autonomy back and you start learning about 360 deals and other things, you can start off from a small cubicle. And if you do the right things as an independent and you go out there, the power of your network is good. You also can bring innovative approach of different business ideas. And see, I think that's what some of the youngsters were able to make a pivot on, you know, prior to versus, you know, us doing it at our time. You know what I mean? Now, of course, everything is all good. I mean, you know, all my business is straight, you know, but I had to learn years later and you know, different people. But now we paid the cost and laid down the foundation for them to be the boss.
It's all
tribal. It's a good thing. And I encourage all artists to use those youngsters that you just named as a prototype. Because that's what you got to do in this brutal business. It's one of the coldest brutal business, worse than the dope game. I'm talking about the music.
Yes, sir.
You know, and you, in order to protect yourself, you just got to sit down, don't rush it, you know what I mean, and get the education you need, you know what I'm saying, to continue to make records and make money off doing what you love to do.
Yeah, definitely. I guess that's a little bit along the lines of what I was going to ask you later on, but, you know, what advice would you give to young artists, you know, on a come up? But I guess that's pretty much it. What'd you say?
Oh, word up.
It's a lot of information,
but I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to sum it up the best way I can. So I hope it makes sense.
No, definitely. And I think that's a big thing that sometimes, especially, you know, early artists miss. It's like there's a music and then there's a music business. You know, I mean, but right now as a whole, it's like this is a business. And if you want to be successful in it, you have to look at it like that. You know, you can't just focus on the art itself all the time. You got to really, like, think about how you're going to make this lucrative. Because, you know, ultimately you want to feed your family and you want to be able to do this, you know, make a living out of it. So,
absolutely.
I think that's, you know, like, man, super important.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Totally agree. You know?
Yeah. All right. So I have some fun questions I want to ask you in just a second. But y'all tuned in right now, DJ Nia Boom, Cocaine on the line. Where did you get your name? Did that come, I mean, essentially, like you said, I think before it just came from, you know, just wanting to, like, do dope. So you felt like you want a name that represented that?
Well, I mean, originally my name was called Jay Golden. My grandmother named me. I got funny color eyes. So she would call me Jay Golden.
You're not funny.
Yeah, so, you know, I got a little green, funny color eyes. I appreciate that. But she named me that.
Okay.
And in 1988, my cousin, Cole 187, which means, you know, Lyrical Murder 187. That's what that meant. That was his actual original name, but he didn't want to use that name. And he said, "Cousin, I got the perfect name for you, man, because nobody can do what you can do, man. How you sing, how you sound like George, how you bust and all that." He said, "You can't call it nothing but Cocaine because it's pure dope. It's uncut."
Yeah.
I sat back, and I didn't have to contemplate too long. I was like, that's dope. We stick it with Cocaine. And Eric loves the idea of talking about EZC because it was no secret to controversy. You know what I mean? You know, Niggas for Life. They didn't want to play Niggas for Life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Above the law. But so it was like controversy was king to him. And I just fit into the whole Ruthless Core. I fit better than the OJ Glove. Feel me?
Yeah. That's what's up. So, okay, so as far as your collaborations, like crazy,
right.
You talked about like over 4,000. Is there anybody that you haven't collaborated with that you would like to?
Oh, I would have loved to collaborate with Michael Jackson. I've seen him and met him a couple times.
Oh, dope.
And you know, when he walk into the room, I'm not scared of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because actually, I used to be in recording studios when I was a puppy, you know, and my dad be recording with the OJs or somebody. So, you know, to see another, you know, I know Smokey Robinson, the late Auntie Aretha Franklin, you know, so I've been around. So it wasn't like no secret, but when I met Michael, my mouth froze. I'm not even
gonna lie.
I'm like, I know your pop. Because if you look up Jerry Long Sr., you realize where I came from. I'm Jerry Long Jr. And I would have loved to work with Mike. But there is a lot of incredible MCs that are here, and those real legendary icons that are gone. Like, I had a chance to work with P from Prodigy, him and Alchemist, man. We've got like the 8 bangers, Pac. KMG, Mac Dre, you know, so sometimes I sit back and say, all this stuff is surreal because my arms just didn't extend on the West Coast. I mean, I got records with Puffy, Busta Rhymes, Jadakiss, the late great, what was the kid? Jay Dilla, that was my little bro.
Oh,
so,
wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so, wow, you know, when you look up cocaine, and see, that's what the mystique that was built up on there. And it's it's not bad to have mystique because once the shock value comes, it's according to a season. A lot of people didn't know that I was on those NWA records and Dr. Dre and, you know, definitely dealing with Snoop and just a whole slew of people all over the world. And now that I have my autonomy and have my own company, I think the man upstairs was just letting me say best for last, you know. Even if it took 20 years for people to open up their eyes and say, wait a minute. It's just like I would compare it to having 8 planets in the system. Well, they just found out it was a ninth planet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So in comparison to that, you know, it's a blessing to see the younger generation that really do their homework back when we were making those incredible records to see how did this happen? How did this go about? And it's also a blessing to see the older generation of people of our era who really didn't know how much cocaine was involved in a lot of records, you know, and very important records. These are not just little punk records. These are multi-platinum,
right.
Some with diamond records, you know, so it's humbling at the same time to be able to see the revelation of some of the greatest MCs you ever want to deal with that I had influence and they had influence on me, but I'm able to go ahead and live this long and tell the story from like a disciple point of view to Jesus because
yeah.
I was there and
that's
I was a part of those records. And I just, you know, that's the privilege of being around greatness and being able to carry it on, to educate and mentor these kids and hand the baton down to the next generation, because that's my whole thing. I meet a lot of cats where I mentor, and it's about your attitude because your attitude determines your altitude. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you have the right attitude,
yeah.
Strive for longevity. You know, you won't be doing some narcissistic running around, want to be like 3-Pac for 5 minutes. You know, that's ignorant. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I just think I just think the man upstairs and, of course, my beautiful wife, who I've been married with for 29 years, been with 34 and got 8 kids by the same woman. Yeah, but 8 kids by the same
that's
woman.
That's so dope.
You know,
so dope.
That really – That really helped me. Thank you. Thank you. That really helped me sustain.
You're welcome.
And that's one thing I want to give to all the youngsters out there. You got to have a balance in life. You know what I mean? The illusion of trying to make it all the time, you know what I mean, and following the Joneses will be more counterproductive as you sit down, come up with a plan, and then take your ass back to school and learn about it again. And have the approach that, look, if I go to get my PhD, I can't expect my PhD to come in a year. I got to put the time in, I got to put the work, and I can't allow distractions to throw my focus off. Once you continue to do that more, everything will start coming into your synergy even more. And those are the things that I like to, you know, go out and mentor young MCs and people with business that ain't so savvy, that it doesn't matter what you don't have right now. It matters where you're going to. And if you do the right things and learn from certain people and experiences, if you're really serious about it, anything you focus on, you will become. Because I didn't have no plan on becoming the most featured artist in the world. I just wanted to go ahead and do some great things and be a blessing to the game. And, of course, number one, feed my family. But then look how God rewards you. You know, it allowed me to persevere through the roughest times, still have my mystique and mystery about myself, but at the same time be a voice for so many that really, you know, need to understand why you're here in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just like, you know, speaking to my father the other day, it's about, like, you know, the work ethic of this generation. And, you know, like you said, it's just like you got to stick with it. And, you know, if you focus on something long enough and you work at it, you're diligent, you know what I'm saying, the success will come. But it's like you got to work at it. And I feel like this generation is so instant, so microwave, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want everything now, and you don't want to wait and work for it. So I think that's a great message, let the generation know. All right, so I got some fun questions. I don't want to keep you too long because I feel like I could just keep talking. But first, let's talk about your music, you know what I'm saying, Lemonade, all this stuff. I know you've been, you know, you're at the Fleet Conference. I'm so sad I missed it, so upset. But I know you was down there. Yeah, doing your thing. Like, I never miss it. It's always a good time to network, you know, with the DJs and everybody that goes down there. Shout out to Classic, of course. So tell us a little bit about the music you got going on right now. You know, I feel like the sound is pretty much the same. I think you stayed authentic to that. But, you know what I'm saying, tell the people about, you know, your new music. And I know you're doing some touring and stuff like that. So, yeah, tell us about what's going on now.
Well, I have a label me and my wife have. We've been having it for 10 years. My middle name is Buddy Vaughn. So, you know, I wanted to call my company Buddy Boy Entertainment since it's a friendly name. It's been going on about 10 years. And we're a real family-orientated. We have a real family-orientated business. I got my twin boys, identical twins, 27 years old. They work some of the administration, graphics, art. My daughter sings. She just got to performing at the DJ conference, and they're real receptive of it. She got a couple things going on, and then I got other artists across, you know, from Arizona to California to Chicago, because I believe in the melting pot, you know, and you know the era where I came from, you know, you had to have bars. I'm sorry, you couldn't get away. They throw rotten tomatoes like the Apollo. You know what I mean? So we came from an era where you had a lot of live instrumentation, music that had substance, relationships, just as well as social conscious, just as well as the gangster shit, so to speak. And that's why I wanted to run my label. So, like, you know, everybody is just really a branch from what I'm doing. I'm the Mecca, and that's what I pride myself on, too, you know, as being an elder and having a full metal jacket. To being a real raw musician, that's where it's going back to. It's going back to the elements, you know what I mean? Because in my humble opinion, and just my opinion, you know, the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, that type of music with the analog sound versus digital wasn't no comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get back to the warm sound and also incorporate some medicine in the food. It's like when you look about it, and you had self-destruction, we was all in the same game, Yeah, you know, you might have records like Dolomite Pup, and the message is, but see, it's like a Marvin Gaye song. He had sexual healing, and then he had What's Going On. Nowadays, music is perpetuating mostly a negative frequency to where it's not interjecting that balance, and it's offset. That's why you have more people getting killed in this era as opposed to our era, because music is a frequency and a tone that can alter and change your perceptions and different other things. It's real powerful. A lot of people don't understand. It's like our.
I agree.
Yeah. So
yes. It's such a big influence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pride myself on going back to those godly instruments that the man upstairs allowed us to create. Going back to the essence of jazz, funk, and soul, you know what I mean? And taking some less of the gossip out of it as opposed to putting substance and medicine back in the food. So when you hear this new project, I'm always working. I'm always dropping projects. Because I believe quality and content is king. Not just quality, but if you have them both together, you got an atom bomb. And with these new projects that's coming out, I just dropped one called It's Cocaine, Not Lemonade. It's doing real well. It's independent. I just dropped my Cocaine's Greatest Hits. You can also go. It's serviced to all of your digital outlet stores. And the new album that I'm coming up with, it's not really concentrating on the b-boy side as opposed to the funk and soul side. I got a single coming out. I'll be servicing you guys this week. I'll send Classic, the DJ pack. Shout out to my brother Classic. And this album is called Finger Roll. And everybody know what a finger roll is. I mean, from our era. You know what I'm saying? Most of the sisters know what a finger roll is. And the meaning behind it is just taking you back, but back to the future, so to speak.
Okay.
And it's an incredible composition. When you hear it, it's going to bug you out because it sounds like straight out the 70s, the 80s, but it has a current appeal to it. And I just going to continue to do the type of soul music and funk music and put some medicine in the food, because at the end of the day, you know, it's much more than just being successful and having an image. You know, I believe that certain music can really alter certain people's lives, because that's what we had growing up. In your worst hard times, we had those whispers and those O.J. songs and those Curtis Mayfield songs that made life a little
bit
better.
Yeah, man,
some
Frankie Beverly it's just like real feel-good music.
Yeah. So I've been fortunate enough to still have my numbers evolve and really be part of the last of a dying breed to reintroduce this type of music that has been missing for a minute.
Yeah, that's dope. Well, I'll be waiting on mine on DJ Pack, so I can definitely get it on the show and you know what I'm saying, get people on it, because that's so important. I was telling somebody the other day just about the substance of music these days. It's like it's drugs, it's my side chick, it's my side, you know, nigga, this, that, like, the messages that's going out, it's like, no, you know what I'm saying, you tearing up the community, like, we gotta have more shit about, like, unity, and, you know what I'm saying, like, just more positive things, like, a lot of it really feels negative, and it's like, we all want to dance and party and everything, but there's a way to do it also in a positive way, and, you know what I'm saying, put positive messages out there. So,
That's all a catch 22, brother. I mean, sister, that's all a catch 22. These brothers don't know they duped. You know what I mean? Mm. The big powers, the shadow governments, and I don't need to say their names, the Bohemian experience, whatever you want to call them, they make money off you doing foolishness, and then they purposely set you up so you can possibly get killed and make more money after you die. So as an independent, and I'm telling you stuff, I ain't going to go all to kumbaya moment or keep on it, but I will tell you this. You have to watch everything and be careful, just like the Pinocchio story. The dude said, come to the circus. You don't have to go to school and everything. So it seemed fun. But when everybody got to the point and place for the party and eating candy, they turned into what? Jackass. Mm. And see, as an independent having your own autonomy, it might take you longer, but you'll look back through the years and say, I'm glad I didn't compromise just because I felt like I need to be heard. This way, because time flies. I can look back 10 years ago, and it seemed like yesterday. So not everybody's going to listen to it. Not everybody's going to listen to this message. But in nature, it tells us that. And what does nature tell us? Nature tells us that all sperm cells that are shot up there do not get to the egg. So if this message resonates to you, then you can birth new ideas and you can keep your creative control without being a porch monkey. You know what I'm saying? Because it's highs and lows in this game. And nobody is untouchable in this game. You know what I mean? So you have to monetize what you do, especially for business purposes, because my dad wrote a song years ago with the Undisputed Truth. It's called Smiling Faces. Smiling faces, they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was my pop.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one thing for me to be here making this type of great music, but it's a whole different can of worms for me to let people know what's going on. And not so much preacher, because I believe in increments, feeding them, putting the medicine to food. But that's why we're here for, is to really hand the baton down of wisdom and to inspire those to continue to put some substance in your music. Talk about a testimony sometimes. Life ain't all about just diamonds and a promissory note that has spells on it to say money. You know, life is much more than that. And that's something that when we were growing up doing our music, you know what I mean? That's something that we had. But when you look at brothers like Michael Whitney, Aretha Gone, James Brown, it's like they're taking a chance of a soul being gone and perpetuating that ignorance on purpose. So as an independent, don't compromise. You know what I'm saying? And really, don't sell your soul.
Right, you don't have to, you know. I'm not saying you had to back then, but you don't, you know. It's like you don't have to. You have the opportunity to, you know what I'm saying, to walk in your own light and not be, you know, influenced. By the negative and stuff. So.
I didn't have companies offer me. Oh, who got substantial money? But you never let a dog lick you in the mouth twice, because that usually ushers in optimism and vision. So in an optimistic way, I turned down a lot of people saying, you crazy. But when I look back 6 years ago, I just say, look, thank you, God, for just giving me the notion to watch everything.
Discernment, I think. Yeah, and I think like a lot of, you know, I really hope the, you know, younger people listening to this interview will, like, really adhere to that. Because, you know, we young, we'll be like, whatever. We don't like listening to the elders, even though it's like, you know, they've been through that shit. So it's like, why not listen to them? But, you know, I think it's just, like, really, it's super important. It's a very important message. And hope everyone takes heed.
They go back to culture. This is our culture. The culture belongs to
us.
Don't think we lost. You know, we haven't lost, man. We can raise our voice, use our platform to be instrumental in affecting culture in a positive way. So
we got
the
control.
We really have more of the control than, you know, more than the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a shift. You know what I mean? I think it's a shift. It's a paradigm shift, so to speak. And it's going to take a minute, but now we're starting to identify with social conscious messages and things that are happening on the landscape that is not matching the music. And there's a lot of things that are going on with this correctional facility, a lot of things going on in the air, poison in the water, not just in Detroit, poison in the plastic in the food. You barely can eat fish because of radioactive contamination. It's a lot of things, man. That you mean to tell me all you can do is just talk about how much money you got, and you just killed niggas? No, that's unrealistic.
Yeah,
that's
get creative with your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a slavery-like condition that has been put up on us to mentally control you like a Manchurian candidate. So the ways you get out of it is just disassociate yourself from things that is a repetitive pattern. Because the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing, even pattern, expecting different results. Won't happen.
Right.
You know, so yeah. Be the one to get to the egg so you can birth a lot of ideas.
Okay. I'm gonna have to take that soundbite. All right. I have fun. I'll ask you some fun questions. I think they're fun. And then, you know, so we'll go ahead and wrap it up. But the first one is, well, I just want you to finish your sentence. So the first one is, I hate it when
white folks say Jesus is white.
I ain't heard that one before. Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, God. All right. Well, why? I mean, I don't even say, like, why, because it's obvious, you know, he's black. I don't know what the hell. But, you know, they always trying to the whitewash everything, you know.
Really?
So,
and that's why,
you know.
Race the comment, that's true.
Yeah, what's that again?
That's not a racist or prejudice comment. That's
no.
Actually true.
It really is. Yep. It's very true. Yeah, they describe me like, what? How can he be white? Y'all don't make no sense. But, all right. So the next one, and I don't know how this will apply, but, okay, so the next one is a sentence. I love a woman who.
Oh, man, I love a woman who's not a snuggle.
No. Wait, you said snuggle?
Yeah, snuggle. I think that's
okay. Oh,
like
your wife is right. Jesus.
That's very romantic. I like being romantic. I like it when a woman is very romantic.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. So I know you're going on tour. I know you're doing some shows. Tell the people, are there any what shows you got coming up? And you know,
well,
where are you gonna be at? Where can they catch you at?
Well, I'll be in Oklahoma. Hopefully they don't have a windstorm down there.
Gotcha.
And we'll be down there. We're doing the Hemp Fest with my partner Scott McKinley. And I'll be doing a lot of festivals. One of the other festivals I'll be doing is with Snoop Dogg, actually a Snoopadelic. And then me and Sugar Free
okay.
got a couple of shows coming up. You know, you heard of Sugar Free. We're from the same territory, Pomona, California. Yes, I'll be by next week, I'll be putting on a list of the different territories and regions where I'll be at. And if you come to our show, you're going to have a good time. And prepare to lose your voice to sing all them classics, because we party, y'all. We make you feel it. You know what I mean?
And I had a West Coast too. All right. So, well, tell people where they can find you, your social media and all that good stuff, so they can follow you on there and keep up with everything you got going on.
Okay. If you are trying to get at me, you know, everybody know I do hooks, come to the source. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do practically every month. You can reach me on my Twitter at Cocaine Official. That's spelled at KOKANE Official. Or you can reach me on my Instagram at Jerry B. Long, using my real name, Jerry B as in basketball, LONG. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Cocaine, or Jerry B. Long, or Jerry Long as well. I tend not to try to dabble in 50 million other social networks, but those three general ones you can hit me at. Also, you can go visit my site at buddyboyent.com. You spell it B-U-D, E as in Eric, B-O-Y-E-N-T.com. That way you can see all the artists that I got under my label, my movement, everything you want is at that site. And stay tuned for the new project, Finger Roll. It's going to be a doozy. And we're going to keep it funky like your grandma monkey.
Oh.
So, now, real quick, do you want to give, like, I know there's producers out there. I know my people, Music Maestros, you know, want to work with you. Or is there any way, can they hit you up there? Is there an email that you have for people to send you beats or artists that may want to get on the label? Is the best way to reach you on the social media?
Yes, that's the best way. You know, okay. And this is for all independent artists. You know, me and Classic, who's a dope producer, as well as being the president of Fleet DJs, we also got beats and hooks already done, tailor-made for any artist. So any artist out there that just don't want the hook, want everything, they probably can't get it too. We have made it ready for you. And stay on the lookout, man. Like I said, if anybody needs one of these classic funky hooks from the most featured artists in the world, man, hit me up. I'm easy to talk to. We keep it humble with the business. Go to the round table and make them classics. That's all. So if you want to get at me,
okay,
it ain't hard to find.
All right. Y'all heard it here. DJ Nia Boom, The Boom Show, Cocaine. Before you go, just I got this theme song I want to put on for everybody that you did for the Fleet.
Okay.
Definitely appreciate that. But before you go, if you could just give me a drop and go ahead and say an intro to the theme song. So whenever you're ready, just let people know you with DJ Nia Boom, The Boom Show, and let them know about your new project coming out. And you know, saying that they're about to check out this theme song you did.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
this your legendary partner, Cocaine, a.k.a. the most featured artist in the world. And you're tuned in to Nia Boom, The Boom Show. Keep it locked right here. And keep it funky like your grandma monkey.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I ain't never
dope?
Heard nobody say that. That was dope. That was dope. Yeah, I say. All right, so we're going to get this joint on for the people. But is there anything else you want to share with us before you get out of here? Anything you want to tell the people maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Whenever you do a life, you know, I don't care what walk of life, whatever business you're in, make sure you keep God and family first. And, everything else comes after that, you know. Take care of yourselves, you know what I mean? And, you know, try to smile every day. Don't stress out. Don't worry. You ain't going to have 1 hour to your life worrying. And keep it locked right here. And God bless everybody on your journey.
All right. And I don't know why the song ain't in here like it's supposed to be. I appreciate that. I don't know how these technical difficulties sometimes they happen. But, yeah, man, so we're going to get this on. Just give me 2 seconds get this theme song on. But like I said before, thank you so much for, you know what I'm saying, kicking it with me tonight and sharing the goodness. I definitely appreciate it and had a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of jewels that you share with us. And like I said, I know Classic gonna blast it out to all the DJs, but anything, you know what I'm saying, you want to send me, I definitely will support that. And
I support your
movement.
God bless you, and may the Lord continue to have favor on you. When you get a chance, go ahead and drop your number on my DM so I can stay in contact and give you first
okay,
dab.
Okay, no doubt.
It's about to come out. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. I definitely will, and I need this to hurry up and load. But, yeah, man, so I guess we'll just go on saying in the meantime until it load up here. But like I said, thank you so much, and you have a good night. Until next time, I'll be in touch.
All right.
All right.
All right.
No doubt. Yeah, check out this Dej Loaf. No fear. DJ Nia Boom, The Boom Show. You know how I do.
life on the road. Doesn't mean I don't have time for you. Plenty I tried, almost came close. But none of them compare to you. So let's live our life more than one night. Promise if I could, I'd do it twice. What you say? Put them on pause, fast play. Hold on, I got more than I know my life can get so crazy. But as long as you're right here, none of the gossip, nothing can stop us. I wanna love you with no fear. We can do this thing together. Close your eyes and take my hand. Cause we have is something special, baby. Let's just take our chance.
Legendary cocaine, most featured artist in the game. Fleet DJs got it poppin'. They know how to break them records, boy. So I don't care if you in Chi-Town, Atlanta, if you in California, Northwest, Cleveland, Ohio, D.C., New York, Miami, all over the world. It's the world famous Fleet DJs, y'all. Cocaine. Check it out.
Hey DJ, what you play my song? Two stepping in the club all night long. We can wanna hear jam on the turntable. That's my jam. Take a tail feather. Put it on the platter where it matter get low. Low to the floor. Lower the phone, make a rack 6 4. Here we go. I'm popping the night wall to wall. Nothing but a Fleet DJ's party, y'all. Yeah, we're spinning the records from the hardest. Growing up majors, independent artists. From the clubs to the radio to the streets. They got us sold up. With classic in the seat, please can't be touched. So don't forget about the DJ, stay placed, the most important part. If it wasn't for them, beginning your shit loud, you'll be back just where you start. So don't forget about the DJ, stay placed, the most important part. If it wasn't for them, they can play your shit loud, you'll be back just where you start.
DJ, breaking records all day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.